Thursday night, or Le Yud Zayin Shvat, Shmaitz Shir. I know it's the Ksai Shir, but it was the same person, so what's the difference what we call them? We could say the Avnei Meluim Shir. Anyway, we're learning the Ksai's Reish Nun tests of cotton bays. It's unusually, I think it's an unusually long Ksai's. It's unusual, it discusses a lot of different inyanim. Usually it's much more focused on one thing. It's much more of a travelogue than Shas, and it usually is. So it was a good way to break our teeth on Tzois. Reishon and Tess of Cotton Bay, he's talking about the Inyan of Simonim. The Inyan of Simonim, which appears, of course, by Aveda, but we see it appears in so many places, identifying a dead body to let a woman remarry, and identification of items, if someone wants to prove something's his. So I see the Tzustel, the simon of the type of tail or ears that an animal has to prove if it's primarily a donkey or a horse. This is the subject called simonim. So we won't go over the points of the Ksais. We'll start from where we're up to, really, which is the last point of the Ksais. It's a very long piece. Said the simonim could be mighty moment or not. He starts off, he's not going to learn the text yet. He starts off with Lachara Gemara Yevamos that talks about something. We know Reuven gave Shimon a picado, a jar of shumshamin, aka jelly beans. We know he gave him a jar of shumshamin, sesame seeds. Then he comes to take it, and the guy says, "I returned it to you already." And look at that shelf over there. There's the jar of shumshim right there, and I can prove that's mine. I'll tell you how many shumshim are there. I don't know how many sesame seeds. That's why I like marbles better. You know how many marbles? So he gets it. So the Gemara assumes that if it would be a simon muvut, if it would be a proper simon, whatever a proper simon is, if it would be a proper simon, you would be moitzi mammon. You're taking the money. The reason it's called haitzos mammon is because since the guy claims it's his, so he's the muchzik. Normally, it wouldn't necessarily be a muchzik. He's not. A shomer pikadon is not the muchzik. He's holding it for the owner. But here he's claiming he gave it back to the owner, and this is his. He's a muchzik in it. So the Gemara seems to say it's mol simonim, and the Shach concurs that simonim is mol simonim. Again, even if you establish the efficacy of simonim, haitzos mammon is like a whole new level. Just because something is a good simon and works doesn't necessarily mean it works for haitzos mammon. Haitzos mammon is its own level, probably the hardest thing to do. Maybe not, maybe to be Matur Neshus Ish we would think is harder, but apparently not, because you could be Matur Neshus Ish with Simonim. The Tzais is going to reject the idea that Simonim could be Mait Simonim. Okay, Tzagapanim, then the Tzais says no. If by me it's Pashut, Simonim are not Mait Simonim, and he has his Tzaisus in Chulin that says, Tzaisus asks, how do you give back? The Gemara talks about Tzvi Yisayim. Recognizing something being stronger than Simon, which we know it is. Okay, we'll go with that. The Taisa says, how can you give back a shtar that's lost? I'll be Simonim. How can you give back a shtar? I'll be Simonim. You wouldn't give back, you can't go into a guy's house and say, that's mine. You see that thing on the shelf? That's mine. I can prove it. And he gives a very good simon. You're not going to give it to him. Taisa says, for the double portion. So how can you give back a star? A piece of money. So Tyson answers, what are you talking about with the Tzusha? A star, you're not muchzik. There's no muchzik in the star. It's an aveda. So nobody's muchzik in it, so you give it back. It's simonim. But mammon, you can't be moitzi. You can't be moitzi mammon just because somebody gives simonim. That's Tyson. Whoa! Tyson says, you cannot be moitzi mammon with simonim. And the Tyson speaks out, and we can't go into it now. Can delve into it, but it's pretty common idea that there's two levels of muhsuk. There's muhsuk of a mitzvah veil varaya, we'll call it. I'm holding it, you can't get it from me. without a raya, and then there's a stronger form of muksuk cheskas moment, which is chazaka kol mash tachas erodim shalohu, which you sometimes have, like a more of an umdana thing. It's mine, it's in my pocket. There's a chazaka, something in my pocket is probably mine. It's more of an umdana, more of a svara. It's not just, you know, the implacable chazaka, you know, try to get it from me. Can't get it from me without a raya. Cheskas moment.
Stronger, I'm sorry.
The umdana is stronger. You always find when the umdana is plus. Chazaka kol mash tachas erodim shalohu is an umdana. In addition to being muchzik in the money, you also have an umdana that it's here. Not for now. The Sosha speaks out that we're talking about even dvorim ha'asuyin lahashil lahazkir, things that are commonly lent, which is nowadays just about everything. But things that are commonly lent, there's no chazaka koma. Of course, you're a muchzik, but there's no chazaka koma shechakir and shalom, because it's commonly borrowed and passed around. Okay, so he says, Tosis is mashma, even on the lower madrega of cheskas moment, you're not moitzi momo with simon. So what's about... what about the shumshim in Gemara? That's mashma you are. And what about, and in Kidanosha also, it's yes, what's going to be, and in Zeonesha, it's also mashma, that simon could be motzi moment. It says if you have something with a simon, you don't use it for your simon, or someone's going to come along and give the simon and pocket the item. So you have two Gemaras, it's mashma simon, it could be motzi moment, then you have a Tosfos which assumes it's not. So the Tosfos holds not, and he says that the Gemara that yes is talking about, because again it's not really a, he says Adam saw, it's sort of a Kamimsa Kanhoya type story. Adam saw that I gave a guy a picado. He's claiming he gave it back to me, and there's something there that apparently is the picado I gave the guy, and I give a simon. So that's what helps over there in Yevamos Haskuf Tezvav, and that would be the case in Gidanosha also. That so the Eidim saw it was a Pikadon, someone here called it a Reyusa at the Cheskas moment. Someone else said it's like a Kanimsa Kanoya, which the Shmaitza says that many times there's this type of Chazaka called Kanimsa Kanoya, where we don't even allow a suffix. It's possible that that's the way it is. That's what we assume. Anyway, the choice is that's when you could be Moitzi moment. It's not really against the Cheskas moment, because we know that at one point in time he gave him a Pikadon Be'edin. This is the choice of Svara. If we know at one point in time he gave him a Pikadon Be'edin, and he is able to identify that item as Yena Pikadon that we know he was given, so that's not called going against the Muksa. That's the choice of Mechadish. Okay. V'chati ikal ha-meidak, he has a Gemara in Yesh Noichlin, that the Gemara, there's a whole slew of Amar Roem, the guy became blind, could he still be made about the simonim of an object in order to give it to its owner? So the Gemara keeps talking about different things have simonim, and it's mashma that a simon could be moit simonim. And the reason all the Amoraim are upgeschlagen is because we then go and say that talking about a seeing person became blind. So if it's a psul haguf, being blind is a psul aid, not because whatever he's being made about is suspect if he's blind. Maybe he could be made about something he heard. But it's a psul haguf, it's called. So there's a din of tchiloso b'kashrus, it's also the pasul, and then it has to be kosher from beginning to end. So that's why everybody's up to slogan, because he became blind, and blind is a psul haguf, so that's why it's no good. But we're left with the mashmos of the Gemara that Simonim helped Lahotzi. So at first the Psoi says, well, the first part of the Gemara is talking about Karka, this was a major, major yisod, and Morakama is not a cheskas moment. On Karka, there's only a cheskas morakama. There's no inyan of muksuk by Karka. And it's a machadesh that simonim, I can live with simonim being motzi from a morakama, even if he's not motzi from a muksuk. And then it's Hakra Machlekes, it's Simin Mem Vav. Maybe one day we'll learn it. Tzveis and Nesivus. And really that's the whole Kunshus HaSveikus very famously starts off with this Chakira, whether Cheskus Morakama is a type of Cheskus Mormon, or it's just a good old type of Chazaka de Meikara, like other Chazaka de Meikaras. So that's there. Then the Gemara goes on to talk about Metaltalin. He said maybe it's also talking about Lagabi and Aveda, where the Moitse is not a Muxa. Okay, now we're up to the Mordechai in Ksubis. This already is a little more complicated. The Mordechai in Ksubis. Okay, the Gemara in Ksubis talks about that we verified the signatures on a star through comparison with another star. That's the Gemara, there's such a thing. And the Gemara says you need two shtaros, two of the shtaros to verify. And then the Gemara says the star was sitting by the guy with the questionable star, the good shtaros, the shtaros that already have the stempel of a bezel. If they were sitting by the guy who now has the questionable star, so then you can't bring a riot, because maybe he learned, he cleverly forged the signature, because it was sitting by him, good staros, and he had all the time in the world to learn how to forge the signature. So it has to be like in a different place, the star. And there has to be two staros. Okay, comes along the Mordechai and says, hello. Oh. Well, it's not in Tuchman Fest. Tuchman Vav. Okay. Tuchman Vav. Yeah. Yesh medaktikim, says the Mordechai, that if Reuven has a star, and it was the sky in B'chayismov, Adam said, Adam came along and says, we recognize Savyodi. They recognize their signature. So you can't use it to be Makayim, another star that the person has, even if it has the same witnesses, because he used it to forge the others. That's what the Gemara there says. Rabbeinu Sam said it's not true. They're both kosher staros. When you want to be Mekayim a star by comparing it to another star, the signatures are the same. My time of being a stay sharos. Why do you need two? What's wrong with one? Why do you need two stars? He says, from one, you can't really tell. It's not really a good simon. Compare one star. People's handwriting, he might have been in a hurry with one. I don't know if he says you can't conclusively prove it's not. He doesn't say you can't conclusively prove it could. He says you can't conclusively prove it's not. Because people write different things at different times. In one case he looped the L, and in another case he didn't loop the L. It wouldn't be a riot from one. But if you have two, you need two staros, two Mekuyim Dikastaros to compare the third one that's not Mekuyim to say, yes, this is the witnesses that signed.
Well, it's the other way. If you need two stars to pass, if you have one star that matches it,
then you we're talking about Kiyum Staros by comparing it to signature. Kiyum Staros means this is Taka, the signature of Shmerel Ben Beryl. It's not a forgery, this is Shmerel Ben Beryl. One of the ways of being, the easiest way to be Mekayim HaMasima is for Shmerel Ben Beryl to walk into Besdin and say, that's my signature. That's like Tfiyasayim. But we're talking about Shmerel Ben Beryl is not with us, so we're going to take a different star that Shmerel Ben Beryl signed on. That was Mekuyim in Besdin. We don't even care how. It has the Besdin stamp on it. And we're going to compare the signatures now.
Does it match it?
Matches, you're going to be Mekayim the second star.
Not
you need two.
Right, the first one matches, what's the problem?
Right. So the Lord, so okay. Rabbi Lutam explains that the reason is because I think he looks like he's explaining why you can't prove it's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He says because you can't really tell because you know, people sign their names differently. Anyway, but he says, but to be Mekayim Mishtar, if you're coming to be, this is his main point, I don't know. He says, but if you're coming to be Mekayim Mishtar through witnesses recognizing their signature, then even if the guy had a different star that was already Mekuyim, you're not afraid that he forged it from the other star. Because you won't fool the guys that saw it. They recognize their signature. That's Rabbeinu Tam in the Mordechai. Shafilu yesh l'mal ve'elef staros. Lo amrinan ziyef. Because the Edim recognize their signature, even if there's a chutah sirah different, something looks a little funny about the signature, they're going to right away chap, not their signature. But if you're only being mekayemet by comparing signatures, then I'm not even happy with two, he says. Really? Okay, two, I'll let two go through. Certainly not with one. And then he says, you see from the Gemara about the person that became blind. The Gemara says, you don't believe the agent that became blind. Because all the Amoraim were up the Shlavim, up the Frech. So he assumes this is the problem. That the reason they're up with them because they don't have Tzvi Yisayim. Because the main Eidus is going to be Tzvi Yisayim. They're going to recognize it. Not Simon. That's what he seems to be saying. They're not accepting the Eidim saying their Eidus based on a sin. We want them to have Tzvi Yisayim.
Comparison's also
that's what he says.
There's a patient by comparing it also no good.
Yeah, but he's talking about Eidim. The Eidim became blind. Now, so first of all, we know that Eidim sometimes do help with Simonim by a mace. I mean, I'm asking that. And you have a Simon Mubit, the Eidim talk about a mace. But anyway, the Tois wants to know first and foremost, is that when the Gemara shloves up all Damoi Roim, it's because of a different reason. It shloves it up because it says being blind is a psul haguf, and it's tchilos of the kashrus, precisely the paschus, which is no good. The Gemara doesn't shlug up that they're not really good witnesses because they're blind. That's the Tzoyce's main problem. The Mordechai Perkrisis and the Sarmalon is good from above the Zelashono, and the Renotam Heshiv Tshuva, to Shneim, both stories in the guy's house, to Sheirim Ligvos Kohen, Shreik Shonu, born Lekayim Achasimah, Mechasimah, my time of being a Shnei Shtaros, they left the space. He became blind. The measurement, the mishkal, the naska, the weight. They were all slugged up. Alma dikar edus betviyosayim. The loyla damis milsa the milsa. Not such a good edus if they say a simon. As we said the other day, 2 days ago, 3 days ago. A simon is definitely not as good as tviyosayim. Tviyosayim means you like they recognize it. A simon is already a chesed. Ella the takona abdinim bekiyam shum tzeidah de lekuchel. So mavur demot tziyan momen. As he talk about mammon, he learns when Thomas focused on money. The aim was in mammon LLP tzviyosai and dafka. That's how he's understanding of Enutam. That Edom are coming to be mitzi mammon, so they need a tzviyosai. A simon is only a cheshbon. It's not going to be mitzi mammon. But you go to mehach techulin, pliny the high simon, a love him, pliny mona, the aim was in mammon. But if they say Reuven lent from Shimon $100, how do we know it was Reuven? Because we have a simon. He had a mole on his left eyebrow. So that's no good. You wouldn't be Moitzi Momin. based on that. Omnam, okay. So he just proves from this Mordechai in the Minutam and Bodhis in Sufis that Simonim are not Moit Simonim. And he says, Omnam, I really don't understand what the Minutam brings a raya from Yesh Noichlin, but he yodei edus kakam and estama, the kulu amaroi yitoisvu, kashul on the other rabba. So he's trying to give a different terrace. I'm talking about there's no muxus there. But certainly the first Matma Simonim are Moit Simonim and Muxus. Because the Gemara just says a new thing. It's also the kashrus, it's also the kashrus. The other rabbi, Midyami Hanachamayroi, after the Mechavi Midas Dabu Vumishko, Machman the Simona Mahani. The Hodi Taisu, Eno Elam Shem Dabu Yitzchos, the kashrus, it's like the kashrus. The Suma Pasul Yedus, Apsul Aguf, Afil Lahoyd, but see the same with the Kola. The Haigavra Lava Meplaini Mona. That's one of the funnier phrases in Shas. To be a Zion, the Kola. Means you recognize the voice, but the word for recognition is Kli Yisayin. So you say Kli Yisayin the color. Mishum that Torah apostle the Eidus may time and Mishum apostle Oy Rabbi Lodeh we have the Yisonim. Okay, so we don't understand Rabbeinu Tam's raya from the Gemara, but the point of Rabbeinu Tam is that you can't be Moitzi Momo with Yosef. V'nira liyashiv dear Rabbeinu Tam. V'meshikot v'ram perpeis the Gittin. V'hod omr sum the kosher lohavi get. As a shliach, and he could say, "Von ein nechter, von ein nechter." Ramin in the Gemara, God the Tzani Piteach when his Amal v'chazum in his Tapeach, he was good and blind and became good again. Love Dafka, he doesn't have to become good again. Do other than if he loy chazum in his Tapeach, why did the Tzani say the shofli v'nishtate v'chazum in his Tapeach? Because you have to become a shoyter. Time that the chazum in his Tapeach, turn and not the chazum in his Tapeach. But you really can be blind and say, "Von ein nechter, von ein nechter." V'digra Rashi mitzvah 23 Aklau, the mashma the time of Meshum, the gavei who the boy tchila the soif. Avosuma loy have a time of Meshum psul, loy boy tchila the soif, el tchila the chudei the motzil the meimah before nechta. You're talking about Islam, the Mitzvah, Mishum the Kulu Ages, being in the Chilas and Sala Makashras, Shmoki Paslina, Pateach, and Islam of Ba'ara, Avagab the Motzi Mechavin, Midas Matsunoha, the Glima Midas Orka, the Benasko Marsh Mishkalosov. So the Gemara is saying, I'll Chilas and Paslus, Chilas and Makashras, the Sala Makashras. Yeshloima, the Hosom, and the Taima, Mishum Dilmud, Loim Mechavin Shapir. He's saying, assume is not possible. Just, he's puzzled because we assume he's no good. We assume he's messing up. He's not the Etzem puzzle.
What changed? I'm not sure. He can mechave. Now he's in maybe not mechave.
No, the marshal is up there, I'm wrong.
But he said before that he's going to be blind.
He's suggesting a different thing. He's suggesting now that the reason is because a blind person is puzzled, but it's not a psul haguf. It's not an objective psul. The psul that we assume he.
It's
a
maybe.
Messing up. Anyway, that's how he did it to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam like that in the Gemara. It's not a psul haguf. It's a psul because we assume he doesn't know. The fiddle tamed the motzim mechavin, he can remember the gozer rabbonin. And we'll get isha. He would the ichtav kamei. He could not say before I nechta, before I nechta. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. So just because he's puzzled now, if he was not blind, then obviously. The Suma ain't a psul haguf klal. It's not a psul haguf like a Korov or a Ganov. He must be messing up.
He did.
He has to say over what he saw. He can't get it straight now.
But he's just telling numbers. He's saying how much it weighs, or what the size, the width, and the length.
Thank you. I don't know. That's what he says. It could be a sum, I guess, a lot confused. You go to the blind museum?
Did I go? No, I
don't. You heard about it? So maybe it becomes disoriented. Vimkei muchach to simonim loimahani yaladavka betliyaseinu. Anyway, Rabbi Otam holds that that Gemara shows that they were up kishlogin, and it means because simon is not strong enough to be moitzi moment. You need for that. You need for your sayim. Usvil Rabbi Otam denom lishem gozer abonan lishem simonim loimahani midina. Our title is in Gittin, says clearly that Suma is a Psul HaGuth. A Suma cannot be an aid. It's possible an aid. Okay, what do you mean to be a Shneuchlin or your daily aid is Pitech when it's not a Psul? Shiny Hocha the Gabiget, a Philolisha and a Menes. Kachot of Avinu Taisin says a Shneuchlin. Okay, in the same time with the Pitech when it's not a Psul HaGuth, because it's not a Psul, Suma Psul HaGuth, that the Psul says, Oi Ra'a, Pratla Suma. The Drosha, those who hold the Shaila, the place brings that Mamma to Shaila, if a Suma is a Psul HaGuf, we got the Eidus or not. The Makor, that is possible, would be a Psul Oiroa, Pratla Suma. Obviously, I mean, the ramification wouldn't be to be made if he saw something, so we have other ramifications, like Sadasa Makashmas, the Sadasa Makashmas. You can suma possible hoy na filo ide to your sign the color. El do fima she go salt him simen payal of people to tear in the main ide to your sign the color. I don't know why, maybe it's not exact enough, okay? The given do fima she go to tell them can suma psul hagos. The time of the betach when the sama in all the mishum saif of the psul. You can in a mukha to simen my mahani. Coming back to that, Rabbi, you have to choose. Either you have a raya from the Gemara that simen cannot be motzi momen, it's just not strong enough, or you say that the Gemara means simen is a psul haguf, and it's therefore tchidos of a kashrus, the soifei bepasrus. Okay, then the book is simen loy mahani. Ela to where chachna mach to chulem, tloini da hai simono, lovem in tloini mona, loy mahani. We already showed if Adam come and say, a guy with such and such a simen, borrowed money from Reuven, so a guy with such and such a simon does not have to pay back Reuven. He's not mechayev him because ain't with Shimon Momen al pi Simon. Karka, what were the exceptions that the Tzais himself said to answer all the kashes? Karka's morakama that you could be moitzi with Simonim. An aveda is not called you being moitzi from the muksuk. What?
Nifkat
be'edim. That's a more difficult, thank you. That's a more difficult, I think that's a more subtle concept. That if Edim saw, it's more like a kanimsa kanhoya type concept. Edim saw, I gave you a picado, this is the chidush. Because the case we're dealing with is the Baal HaPikado says it's his. That's why it's ostensibly, yes, muhsar. He's saying it's his, and he's holding on to it. So the choice is machadesh. The choice is machadesh. That since Adam saw me give the guy a picado,
with that simon.
So the simon, maybe the choice is saying that the simon, it's called, it's preventing the cheskes moment from being established, not really being moitzi from the cheskes moment. Remember, the Shomer Aveda, normally when you talk about a Simona being Moitzi Momen from a Chazaka, so even after the Simon is given, he's still a Muchzor. He's Moitzi from him. Here, maybe that's what the Pshat, maybe here, if the Simon is correct, then the guy has no Chazaka. Because the Simon is saying it's the thing that was given as a Picado. Normally, Simon doesn't say you're not a Muchzor. Saying you're a Muchzuk is very wonderful and beautiful, but give me the money. Raya belongs to him. But I'm not negating your Muchzuk kite. That's the chat. But here you're negating the Muchzuk kite. Because the Chazaka is saying, this is a Picado. You're not a Muchzuk. You're not a Muchzuk. This is a Picado. Not a question. Right? So that's already a deeper opinion. And that also, you can say, that would be a way. You know, how many ways? Simon, the Tzoyis says Simonim cannot be Moitzi Mormon. How can it be Moitzi Mormon? In a Marakama, in an Aveda, in a case where this, I would now say it that way, where the Simon is saying that you're not a Muchzuk. I'm not sure Ganav is not a mukhsar. Maybe there's no chazok. I'm not sure Ganav is not a mukhsar. He's claiming he's not a Ganav. I'm not sure Ganav is not a mukhsar. He has kinyon in Gneva. He has kinyon in Mechuyim and Oinsen. The Shoimer is holding it for the owner. Ganav is holding it, he wants to keep it. If he technically becomes a Ganav, you'd be right. But to be a Ganav, he has to, like, be Shaleach Yad, he has to pick it up again. The Shoimer, that's Kaiser, doesn't get the Yomi Kneiv. Okay.